Why your presentations don't work and how to fix them. We've all been there, sitting through presentations that fail to connect, inspire, or persuade. Perhaps more painfully, we've all been on the other side too, standing before an audience, watching eyes glaze over as our carefully prepared slides seem to fall flat. Despite the countless hours spent preparing content and designing slides, many presentations simply don't work. The disconnect between intention and impact can be frustrating and costly, particularly in professional settings where effective communication directly influences decisions, relationships, and results. The good news? Most presentation failures stem from common, identifiable issues that can be systematically addressed and improved. In this comprehensive guide, we'll explore why presentations fail and provide actionable strategies to transform your approach, turning tedious slideshows into compelling experiences that engage, persuade, and inspire action. The hidden reasons your presentations fall flat. Before diving into solutions, it's crucial to understand the root causes of ineffective presentations. Many presenters focus exclusively on content creation while overlooking fundamental aspects of communication that determine success or failure. One, misunderstanding your audience's needs. The most common presentation mistake happens before you even create your first slide. According to presentation experts, most people fail at presenting their work because they focus on what they want to say rather than what their audience needs to hear. This fundamental disconnect creates presentations that, while perhaps technically accurate, fail to resonate with listeners' interests, concerns, or priorities. When your presentation revolves around your perspective rather than your audience's needs, even the most polished delivery will miss the mark. Your listeners are constantly, if subconsciously, filtering your message through their own lens of self-interest, asking, "What's in this for me?" If that question remains unanswered, engagement quickly evaporates. Two, confusing reports with presentations. Another critical mistake is treating presentations as mere vehicles for data delivery. Your presentation is not a report, it's a fundamentally different communication medium with distinct purposes and constraints. Reports are designed to be read at the reader's pace, allowing detailed analysis and reflection. Presentations, by contrast, are time-bound experiences that require emotional engagement and narrative flow. When you simply transfer report content to slides, you create dense, text-heavy presentations that overwhelm audiences. The infamous death by PowerPoint phenomenon often stems from this basic category error, confusing a presentation's purpose with that of written documentation. 3. Lacking a clear, compelling narrative. Even content-appropriate presentations often fail because they lack narrative structure. Research in cognitive psychology consistently shows that human brains are wired for stories, not isolated facts or bullet points. When your presentation jumps between disconnected points without a coherent through line, you place a heavy cognitive burden on your audience, forcing them to create connections that you haven't provided. As communication expert Jonathan Price notes, the real reason presentations fail often comes down to missing narrative elements that create meaning and emotional resonance. Without these elements, even factually accurate presentations struggle to maintain attention or drive action. 4. Over-reliance on visuals, or the wrong visuals. Visual aids can powerfully enhance presentations or completely undermine them. Many presenters fall into one of two traps, either placing excessive faith in visuals to carry their message, or using visuals that distract rather than support their key points. Text-heavy slides, unnecessarily complex charts, generic stock photos, and cluttered layouts all create cognitive overload. Your audience can either read your slides or listen to you, they cannot effectively do both simultaneously. When your visuals compete with your spoken message rather than complementing it, comprehension and retention suffer. 5. Delivery disconnects. Finally, even well-structured presentations with appropriate content can fall flat due to delivery issues. Speaking in a monotone voice, avoiding eye contact, displaying nervous tics, or simply failing to project enthusiasm all undermine your message's impact. Your audience unconsciously evaluates not just what you say, but how you say it, often giving more weight to the latter. Effective presentations create coherence between verbal content, visual support, and physical delivery. When these elements align, they reinforce each other. When they conflict, audiences notice the dissonance, and trust diminishes. Transforming your approach, the solution framework. Now that we've identified the core problems, let's explore practical solutions to transform your presentations from forgettable to influential. These strategies address both preparation and delivery aspects of effective presentation. 1. Adopt an audience-centered mindset. The foundation of every effective presentation is a deep understanding of your audience. Before creating a single slide, ask yourself, What does my audience already know about this topic? What do they need or want to know? What objections or concerns might they have? What would make this relevant to their priorities? What action do I want them to take afterward? This audience analysis should inform every aspect of your presentation, from content selection to delivery style. Rather than organizing your presentation around what you find important, structure it around what your audience values. This single shift in perspective can dramatically improve engagement and impact. Practical implementation includes creating audience personas, conducting pre-presentation surveys, and having conversations with representative audience members to understand their perspectives before finalizing your approach. 2. Craft a compelling narrative structure. Once you understand your audience, build your presentation around a clear narrative framework. Effective presentations tell stories even when delivering technical information or business data. As presentation expert Nancy Duarte demonstrates in her influential TED Talk, the most persuasive presentations follow identifiable story patterns that create tension and resolution. A basic narrative structure includes an engaging opening that captures attention and establishes relevance, a clear articulation of a problem or challenge that matters to your audience, an exploration of possible solutions, with appropriate supporting evidence, a recommended path forward that feels both desirable and achievable, a compelling call to action that makes next steps clear. This structure works across contexts, from sales pitches to technical briefings, from educational presentations to executive updates. The specific content will vary, but the narrative backbone provides coherence that helps audiences follow and retain your message. 3. Transform your visual approach. Effective presentation visuals support and enhance your message without overwhelming your audience. Apply these principles to create slides that clarify rather than complicate. Embrace simplicity. Each slide should express a single idea or data point. Minimize text, use keywords and phrases rather than complete sentences. Employ the picture superiority effect, where appropriate, use high-quality images that evoke emotion or illustrate concepts. Create visual hierarchy, guide the eye to what matters most through size, color, and placement. Ensure consistency, maintain visual coherence through consistent typography, color schemes, and layout patterns. Remember that slides should support your speaking points, not replace them. If your slides make sense without your narration, they're likely carrying too much of your content burden. Experts recommend following the October 20-30 rule for many business presentations: no more than 10 slides, delivered in 20 minutes, with no font smaller than 30 points. While not applicable to every situation, this guideline encourages the simplicity and focus that make presentations digestible. 4. Master delivery fundamentals. Even perfect content can fail without effective delivery. While presentation styles vary based on context and personality, certain fundamentals apply across settings. Project genuine enthusiasm. If you don't seem interested in your topic, your audience won't be either. Establish connection through eye contact. Look at individuals, not at your slides or notes. Vary your vocal delivery, modulate your pace, pitch, and volume to emphasize key points and maintain engagement. Use purposeful movement. Move deliberately to signal transitions or emphasize points, rather than pacing nervously. Harness the power of pauses. Strategic silence creates emphasis and gives audiences time to process important points. Effective delivery doesn't require theatrical training, it requires authenticity, practice, and awareness of how you're coming across. Record yourself practicing to identify distracting habits and areas for improvement. Advanced strategies for presentation excellence. Once you've addressed the fundamental issues that undermine most presentations, consider these advanced techniques to further elevate your impact. 1. Start with why, not what. Many presentations begin by explaining what they'll cover, jumping immediately into content before establishing why the audience should care. Instead, start with the stakes: why this information matters and what difference it could make. Establishing purpose before content creates immediate engagement and provides a framework for everything that follows. 2. Create productive tension. Compelling presentations often highlight the gap between the current reality and a desired future state. By articulating this gap clearly, you create productive tension that motivates attention and action. Present evidence of the problem, help your audience feel the implications of the status quo, then offer a vision of what could be possible through your proposed approach. 3. Use the presentation ecosystem approach. Recognize that your slide deck is just one element in a larger presentation ecosystem. Consider how pre-reading materials, handouts, follow-up resources, and interactive elements can work together to support your goals. This ecosystem approach lets each component serve its optimal purpose: slides for visual support, handouts for detailed information, follow-up materials for implementation guidance. Communication experts emphasize that truly effective presenters think beyond the presentation moment itself to create comprehensive communication experiences that support audience needs before, during, and after the formal presentation. 4. Incorporate strategic repetition. The most memorable presentations build in deliberate repetition of key messages. Consider using a signature phrase or core concept that you return to throughout your presentation, creating a refrain that audiences can easily recall later. This technique, borrowed from rhetoric and advertising, significantly increases retention and impact. 5. Cultivate authentic presence. Beyond technical delivery skills lies the more elusive quality of presence: the ability to be fully engaged with your content and audience in the moment. This quality can't be faked, but it can be developed through mindfulness practices, thorough preparation, and genuine connection to your material. Presence often emerges naturally when you focus less on how you are being perceived and more on how you can serve your audience through clear, meaningful communication. Research shows that this service-oriented mindset reduces presenter anxiety while simultaneously improving audience connection. Implementation, from knowledge to action. Understanding what makes presentations fail is only valuable if you apply these insights to transform your approach. Here's a practical implementation framework. 1. Audit your current approach. Begin by honestly assessing your presentation patterns. Review recordings of past presentations if available, or reflect on feedback you've received. Identify which of the common pitfalls most affect your effectiveness. 2. Select one area for initial focus. Rather than attempting to transform everything at once, choose the single area that would most improve your impact. This might be narrative structure, visual simplicity, audience analysis, or delivery skills, whatever represents your greatest opportunity for growth. 3. Create a development plan. Establish specific actions to strengthen your selected area. This might include studying examples of excellence, working with a coach, joining a practice group like Toastmasters, or simply allocating more preparation time to this aspect of your presentations. 4. Build new habits through deliberate practice. Improvement requires intentional repetition. Look for opportunities to practice your new approaches in low-stakes settings before applying them to mission-critical presentations. Each iteration provides valuable learning that compounds over time. 5. Solicit specific feedback. Ask colleagues or mentors to evaluate your progress in your focus area, providing specific observations rather than general impressions. This targeted feedback accelerates improvement far more effectively than general commentary. Conclusion: ineffective presentations aren't inevitable, they're the result of specific patterns and practices that can be systematically improved. By understanding the fundamental reasons presentations fail and applying targeted solutions, you can transform this crucial professional skill from a source of anxiety to a powerful competitive advantage. Remember that presentation excellence isn't about perfection, it's about connecting authentically with your audience to achieve shared understanding and meaningful outcomes. When you shift from information transmission to audience transformation as your primary goal, many common presentation problems naturally resolve themselves. The journey from presentation failure to communication excellence takes time and deliberate effort, but the professional impact is immeasurable. In a world where attention is increasingly scarce and decisions are made quickly, the ability to present ideas clearly and persuasively may be the most valuable communication skill you can develop.